This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi and welcome.
Hello, people. I just got a text from my best friend from primary school in our group chat of my other friend from primary school, where it's called CNS Forever, Carra National School.
If someone from primary school messaged me, I think I'd have a heart attack.
Honestly,
that's funny.
I'm the same. The only friend I have in primary school is my friend Ursula.
I have two, to be fair. But another girl that I went to primary school with messaged me when we did the worst show ever, actually. Very cute.
Really?
On Facebook, yeah. But my friend messaged me and she said, guys, this is so cute. I think it's 20 years today since our first Holy Communion.
Oh, for Christ's
sake. Oh, my God.
Isn't that so funny?
That is cute. But
I was
also,
like, how do you know this? She's like such a like good person,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
She's like,
you'd remember these things.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have
she's
a
great.
Do you have a video of your first communion?
God, no.
Do you not?
We weren't that advanced.
I have a video.
I feel like
one.
You would have grown up in a very technologically advanced household.
No, this was a video the school provided.
Oh, that's
and you
cute.
Could buy it. Like.
That's so cute.
Oh, yeah, my God. I'd love that. It'd be so funny.
I remember
but
I was
it's
in
like, it's on VHS. Like.
Remember I was in a I used to do pantomimes when I was a kid in the village that I grew up in, and you could buy the video of it and we used to watch it over and it was terrible quality. Like literally someone at the back of the audience with the camcorder like zooming in on everyone's faces. We used to love watching it. It was so fun.
I remember on my communion there was scandal because two of the girls in the class had the same dress but you could tell them apart because one of them's dog jumped up on her that morning and had a big monkey footprint.
Oh, I ever tell you about my communion disaster story? No?
No.
Was wearing the dress and we went to this place called Ballyrafter House Hotel for like the afters bit of lunch, which was in Lismore, place in West Waterford, and I can see it in my head now. There's like big rolling fields off the side of the hotel and there was a big kind of hill from the hotel down to the fields, and there was obviously loads of horses in the fields, and me and my friends were like, there was a few other girls who made the communion
like,
that day.
Horse!
Yeah, of course. Like we were all down like feeding the horses grass and everything, but there obviously had been a lot of rain in previous days. I remember the day of the communion was lovely, but as I was kind of coming back up the hill in my little slippery shoes, I fell and rolled down.
In your dress?
In the dress.
Who let you on the hill?
My mom was screaming. I remember this. She was like, oh, it was so embarrassing. I remember that night she had my dress in the bath because I think the next
day. You have to go around the houses the next day.
Well, you have to go around the houses and you had to go back to mass in your dress again that weekend.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
I remember like I was never in as much trouble in my life as I was like communion day. She was like, you know, and your mom's actually so mad that she's screaming. And I remember that night of my communion being like crying my eyes out my room and a neighbour popping over with her daughter's old communion dress being like, put that on and see if it'll fit you for mass on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
It's the worst in the world. Communion day.
Me and my cousin made our communion on the same day, even though he was second class and I was first class.
Oh, that must have made you feel real grown up.
Yeah, it did, to be honest.
You were in first class?
I was in first class. I was the last year ever to make their communion in first class.
That's mad.
Yeah.
It made you feel very young to be taken God.
Quite young, yeah, to be taken God.
To be taken the bread.
So we
the
went to, we, our after party was in Clontarf Castle. And Clontarf Castle provided me and Dennis, who's my cousin.
You said that real draw to Clontarf Castle.
Clontarf Castle.
You know, you said it kind of castle.
Clontarf Castle.
Castle.
I don't know how I said it. But they provided us with like, what are those boxes of chocolates called? The dairy milk ones.
Milk tray.
Milk tray. We got a milk tray each, and I will never forget that because it was my first my first PR drop. Oh my God. Hashtag gifted, thank you.
But a whole milk tray for yourself.
For yourself.
Fucking deadly.
That's unreal.
It was the best day ever. God, I loved it.
I wonder if communion kids still get spoiled the same way as they did.
I bought a trampoline with my communion.
Oh, that's the stuff. I bought a load of Bratz dolls. I think.
Thinking back again, it's as you get older, you appreciate those things. That was such an expensive day for our parents because like you got all the fivers in the cards from their parents.
Yeah,
they have to do the same back.
All your friends.
That's a lot of money. Sorry.
No, I just can't believe 20 years. Can't believe I remember something that was 20 years ago.
Yeah. You're old.
Ew. Yo, it's the way that I wake up day to day. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning. Wake up. Emma, Dave and Ashling. We got the morning routine.
It is already Thursday. Happy days.
Happy days is right. This is unreal.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, I just love a bank holiday week.
It's like it shaves a third of the week
off. It's bizarre.
It's only one day.
I know.
Like, here we are.
It would not go this quick if we had Friday off. Do you know what I mean? It just wouldn't.
No.
If we had to work Monday, it would just be different.
Oh, I know what you're saying because Yeah, we feel like it's dragging even more because we're waiting on the off to come, if you know what I mean.
Whether it's every day now we get is a bonus. It's like, what? What do you mean? We're actually only supposed to be on Wednesday.
It was lovely actually getting up this morning as well into that brightness. I don't know why we're so obsessed with talking about how bright it is, but I think if you're an early riser and you're listening at this time, you'll appreciate that just as much as we do.
Oh my God. It makes such a difference.
I don't think you can talk about it enough.
Yeah, it makes such a difference. Except you were late.
Well, this is the thing. I actually wasn't late in the end, but when I was up this morning, I sent a message into our group going, guys, going to be a few minutes late.
Yeah, I read the text and I was like, I'm still in bed. I don't know what she's doing. Like, I don't know what's going on there.
I haven't even woken up yet. Yeah.
But I have this chest of drawers in my room, and on the top shelf of it, or the top drawer of it, is like loads of toiletry stuff. So you have like shampoos, deodorants, moisturizer, serums.
Serums. Wow.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know what Dave
would react to serums.
I don't know what a serum is. It sounds like something a witch would have, but I like it.
Yeah, serums, bits and bobs, but it's a full owl drawer, like hefty enough. So I was rooting through it this morning.
What are we looking for?
Put some day moisturizer.
Okay, very nice.
Serum.
Serums. Have you ever put a serum on your face?
I have no idea what a serum is.
Oh, it's unreal.
Really?
It's like a slimy.
Okay, very cool.
But very awakening and very refreshing
very
as a
nice.
Serum. Anyway, that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is the drawer broke.
Oh no.
Kaput.
Oh no.
Splash.
Because everything's too heavy in it.
Everything's too heavy in the drawer. And it's an IKEA set, so like, you know, it was kind of all, and I made it, so it was always kind of hanging together.
I made it.
So it was always, you know, I thought the mess was going to be a lot worse than it was. We had a moisturizer splat and a shampoo splat.
Oh nice. No. Yeah. On the floor.
On the floor. So I just, you know, when you're just that, you're like, guys, I'm going to be late. I have to deal with this. I still got here before Ashley.
Yeah, you did. That is true.
She did. What a trooper.
I was actually coming into the car park and I seen Emma and I was just like, I thought she was going to be late. I was swanning in here like I owned the place.
I was kind of annoyed.
Yeah.
She had set us up that she was going to be late and then got there before me. I was like, way to make me feel and look way worse.
It's 6 minutes after seven morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Noah Cannon, stick season on spin. I think we're all in trouble ahead of the picnic this year, as in all three of us here, because I don't know about you guys, but I have rarely done a three-nighter in EP. I'll always do two in Vail.
I've always left on the Sunday.
Exactly.
I only left on Sunday the first time last year.
I can't. It's Kylie.
I know.
Like, we can't miss Noah Cannon the Friday. We can't miss Calvin Harris on the Saturday. And we can't miss Kylie on the Sunday.
Yeah, it's
what
a real problem.
Going to do?
I actually disagree. I feel like I could miss it. I'll be all right with missing it.
You can miss Kylie.
Yeah, I can miss Kylie.
You imbecile.
Anyway, we're screwed.
We're doomed.
Dave will be on his own that Monday morning after.
For me, the best two are Friday and Sunday.
We want to get you to EP, Longitude and C Sessions. Do you want to win? Message us right now. 087 711 1038 to win your way to all those festivals on Spin this summer.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You're listening to Spin with Emma, David Ashling, David Guetta and One Republic there. Good morning.
Good morning. Tiffany Haddish, do we know her?
No.
No?
I know the name.
Yeah, I know the name as well. But she's an American stand-up comedian and actress. Oh. She's quite controversial as well. She's been on Saturday Night Live in the past, loads of movies, one being called Girls Trip that was quite big a while ago. She was in last year's Disney's Haunted Mansion, and she's going to be next seen in Will Smith's Bad Boys Ride or Die. So she has been around.
Yeah.
But as I said, she is quite controversial, the especially online.
Very familiar.
Seems to get a lot of hate and things like that.
Okay.
I don't know if you're listening know her, like her, dislike her. All I'd say, I would never talk about her online, ever. Because this girl is terrifying.
Oh.
She revealed that sometimes...
She clapped back.
Yeah, she does clap back, but in ways that are way worse than you'd think.
Okay.
So she's revealed that sometimes she investigates the trolls spamming her social media accounts, right, with hateful comments, to find a way to reach them directly.
Oh.
So she said that online bullying basically got so bad last year that she hired a digital forensics analyst.
Stop.
Or sorry, analyst, when death threats started coming her way. Because
that's honestly a bit fair.
That is absolutely fair.
Yeah. I think that as soon as someone brings a death threat needs to be taken as seriously as it is. Do you know what I mean? Rather than, ah, those Egypt online. Like, that's a death threat.
I 100% agree.
Yeah. The guards.
But, like, I feel like a lot of celebrities get this. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, okay, I think more digital forensics analysts needs to be a thing.
Yeah.
And maybe it is. Maybe it's just they don't talk about it. But Tiffany Haddish seems to be talking about it. The analyst's research showed that 75% of the threats that she was getting was created by bots.
Wow.
Right, so people are just doing this out of their
making bots to attack
people.
Oh my God, like, that's
people
so
are
sad,
incredibly
you know, like,
sad.
It's mad that, like, there's so much hate online, but, like, I can't imagine a single person I know, or even of friends of friends of friends that I know,
people I know, but I mean, like, what? Not know well, not be my friend. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Dave.
Just like people I went to school with, I'm like, oh, you're just sad. Like, did you ever see, like, Facebook and there's comments? Say, for example, like Bambi Thug, and people are commenting being like, oh, that's weird. Or you're like, you're so sad. You're miserable. I can't imagine. And it's just such an ugly person thing to do, I think. Hot people don't do that. hot people don't go online and start going like, eh, it's weird, I don't like it, or you're ugly, or you're this. I think that's just weird. But anyway, she also created a fake Instagram account under the name Sarah as her alter ego in order to combat the online hate she was receiving and to destroy the trolls by gathering details from their personal life.
Wow.
So okay, so she's now trolling them.
Yeah, kind of, pretty much. How are you doing that with bots? I'm not entirely sure. But it seems to be working for her. I don't know if she's figured out who's created the bots or what's the story. But she says, I've learned how to find people's information. I pull up credit report, police reports. You can all do that for all for $1.99. Apparently in America, you can just pay this service.
Oh my God.
And just, like, deep dive into their past.
Shouldn't wonder it's so easy,
Exactly. She said, sometimes I get so mad that I'll get their phone number and I'll call them. And they'll be like, I can't believe you even saw that. And she'll say, you did a whole 5-minute video on me. Of course I saw it. And she just...
That's brilliant, though. Mortify people.
Mortify.
Yeah.
Said, she said, people think they can just say whatever they want and you're not going to say anything. I try my best not to, but I am a human being. And I was like, that's absolutely fair.
I love when people...
death threats.
Yeah, I love when people get, like, a mean DM and they just screenshot it and post it with their user's name. And
yes,
everything.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Honestly, it really, really is. Just
name
and shame.
There you go.
I think... If I was to get hate comments, if I was to get, like, DMs being like, oh, you're shy or whatever, I'd be like, screenshot, post, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Own it.
David throw it into, like, his mate dump.
Yeah, I would. Chatting to my mates.
Oh my God, my DMs are popping.
Put the caption as, thanks, ma'am.
Okay, it's 16 minutes after 7. You're listening to Spin with Emma, David, Aisling, and here is Beyonce now. You'll get the stupid kiss me
going back. Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Zagala's Feels This Good on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. We're here with Now Stream World Class Entertainment.
Good morning.
On Tuesday's show, Emma, you brought us news of a snazzy new development coming to Dublin 1. Mm. A portal that would connect Dublin to New York. Mm. Now, I'm going to admit... Dave and I think we're a little bit cynical about this so-called portal.
I was so excited. I was like, guys, I'm going to New York for the first time in a few weeks, coming down to O'Connell Street, wave at me, say hi. You guys were like, it's not a portal, it's a screen.
Yeah. We were kind of like,
oh, you know they have FaceTime. And,
you know, obviously...
We're not doing that either.
Yeah, why would I just go out and look at a screen of New York and, like, look at, like, my phone and watch Sex and the City?
But lads, I take it all back. Yesterday I went for a walk with my friend and as we were kind of like heading off on whatever possible direction, I kind of paused and I looked at her and I went,
we go see the portal. She was like, let's go to the portal.
I love having friends like you where people are just like, something so kind of normal. Will we go over and see the portal? Do you know what those people are like? Will we go for breakfast? Those people are like, will we go for a drink? I love them kind of people.
Anyway, so we went to see the portal and it was... unreal.
I have not been able to stop thinking about the portal since I saw it online somewhere and I was like, I need to go.
I think it only opened yesterday. There was a lot of hype.
The crack on O'Connell Street yesterday looked amazing.
It
was unreal. So the portal is technically on North Earl Street and it faces the Spire and the GPO. So it's just slightly off O'Connell Street, but that's where it is if you want to go see it. It's just like a big circle screen and in the screen you can see what's happening in New York right now. So everybody's waving. There was like people with signs like, hello Dublin and stuff like that from the New York side. Apparently they had like kid cheerleaders do a whole performance.
Yeah, I saw that
yesterday when it opened.
The funny thing I thought was when it opened, when the Lord Mayor, I think, cut the ribbon.
Yeah.
And it was like New York. They were showing us New York and everyone had signs being like, "Hello, Dublin."
Yeah.
And then our signs also said, "Hello from Dublin." There was no like, "Hello, New York."
Yeah.
It's like, oh God, crap, we forgot about that.
There was a huge crowd of people there, which was so nice to see. And actually, definitely more people on the Dublin side than the New York side.
Okay.
You could tell we were like, oh my God.
Our first television.
Yeah. I got another land.
Yeah.
A fella came up to me when we were standing there and he's like, "What's this all about?" And then I was like, "Oh, it's like a portal, like it's New York, so that's happening right now." And he just goes, "It's really like the world is a globe, isn't it?" I was like, yes,
it is.
It really is like the world is a globe.
So that, what does that mean? About, the world is a globe.
No, it was just funny. Everybody was losing their minds. That was at about 7 o'clock and there was a big crowd of people there. And so I went off with my friend. We continued our walk, went up to Clontarf, got a 99, a bag of chips. Divine.
Weird combination, but go on.
Yeah, she got chips, I got chips.
Okay.
It's all good. Came back then about 9:30. It's pretty dark at this stage. Still a huge crowd of people there. Yeah. But the screen in New York was bright.
Oh, wow.
And it was dark in Dublin.
That's really cool.
It was really cool.
And I wonder, does the camera work when it's like dark?
Yeah, I wonder what they could see.
That's interesting.
I mean, there's obviously streetlights. I could see a bit, but like you'd be able to see that it was like quite dark.
Because they have to keep this forever. It's only till autumn, I think. But
yeah, it's still autumn. I want to go like at every different time of the day and just see New York at all the different times of the day. Emma, we're going to have to go see you when you're there.
Yeah. And the other thing is then, I think after they wrap up like New York, throw it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Be like Cape Town or
Japan, Tokyo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep it on North Earl Street, but take it out in New York.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, exactly.
You've had your time, New York. It's now time.
But you should have one in every city,
in
and every day
city.
It switches what you're looking at.
No, that's
I think
cool.
That's a really good idea. Like, connect the world.
Yeah.
Bigger, better.
I mean, I love it, guys. I love the portal.
FaceTime who?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Portal, yeah.
Portal for life.
Portal in, FaceTime out.
It's all fun and games since someone starts peeing on it. Like, you know what I mean? It's going to be gone in about 4 hours.
Stop putting that out there. Stop it.
Recharged.
It's Tate McRae, Greedy on Spin. God, we're still talking about the portal.
We've been talking about the portal for that whole song.
It's just such a cool thing. But it kind of reminds me of, do you remember the billboard in Rathmines? The giant, really bright billboard that just erected one day and it was a big eye.
The eye.
Yeah. And it was just like looking at you and it was terrifying.
Everyone was like, look at the big eye.
Everyone like in the hall on the Rathmines was just kind of looking up at this thing like, what in God's name is happening? We don't do well with technology in this country.
No. I feel like over in New York where they can see the other side of the portal, they're like, okay, I just go to Times Square. I want to see a screen.
I'd say they have multiple of these around the place. I'm like, oh, now we can see Ireland. Great.
Yeah, totally.
It spins fully Charged, recharged.
That is Taylor Swift, the team up with Post Malone from the new album. It's called Fortnite. This is Spin. Good morning.
Morning.
How are we all this morning? Good form?
I'm good. Yeah. And I'm even better knowing that Post Malone country song is coming out tomorrow.
No way.
Yes.
Oh my God, he's been teasing that for ages.
And it's been doing my head in. It's been non-stop on TikTok. I'm like, release it.
Yeah.
Just release the bloody song.
Oh, that's exciting.
So apparently it's coming tomorrow.
This is good news, and I would like to see a little bit more hear of this kind of, people being a bit more defiant about prices and the cost of living
in Ireland. Something we don't say enough, actually.
Let's bring that back.
I'm talking about a political party in Germany. They're calling for the price of kebabs to be subsidised, okay?
Love this.
Now, a political party
are taking this quite seriously. It's making headlines because they're obviously of the people. They know what the people want, etc. Mm-hmm. I was in Berlin with my cousin a couple of times, and both times she lives there, sorry. She just swears by the street food in Berlin. She's like, it's unbelievable. And I've had two of the best kebabs of my life in Berlin. So I understand people are passionate.
Yeah.
And you can see it's like a big thing.
Mm.
We get our chippers, they get their kebabs. It just kind of seems to be the way they do things over there. So, they're into it.
Yeah.
It's almost as if people here would like back our chicken rolls.
Yeah.
You know?
It has come
over a lot, to be fair. Like, I feel like kebabs are become a real thing now after a night out. Like, look at Zaytun and stuff.
Well,
like
fair.
That.
That's true too here. But the cost of kebabs has become something of a bit of a running joke in German politics, really.
Right.
The Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, has said that everywhere he goes, canvassing, whatever he's doing, he's getting asked about it. What's wrong with kebabs, Olaf? What's wrong with the kebabs?
That's funny.
And there's now fears that the cost of a kebab could excess a tenner.
Oh,
exceed, should I say, excuse me.
If that's your snack food, like your quick
Yeah. That is what they
roll
cost.
Type like, of food.
That is what they cost, I think.
I know, but it shouldn't be looked at as a food of that cost. It's a bloody kebab. Yeah. Have you seen the meat they're cutting off?
Yeah,
come
yeah.
on.
Yeah, that's.
You know what you're getting.
Yeah.
I agree, but it just seems to be the way the world's going, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're obviously not having that in Germany.
I love this.
The German Left Party has reportedly proposed using state funds to cap the price of kebabs
wow.
at €4.90. And for young people, are we young people? I don't know if this is under the age of 18 or
we work on spin, we're young
so
people.
Yeah, okay. Well, then for €2.50 for young people.
Yeah. Oh,
and they want to use like proper state funds to cap this, right?
I'd imagine €2.50 for young people is in like students.
Yeah.
Or maybe like
so.
Children under 12.
Yeah, not for nearly 30 year olds.
Kathy Gabell is a member of the Left Party, the executive committee, and she was talking to the press saying, when young people demand, Olaf, make the kebab cheaper, then it's not an internet joke, but a serious cry for help.
Is it though?
The state must intervene so that this food does not become a luxury item. And I think that's the thing.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Become too elitist.
I think I got like chips and fish, or fish and chips. I don't know why I said it the other way around. But it was very expensive. It was over a tenner.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Chicken fried rice these days is like, I don't know, 13, 14
yeah, it's
euro.
Mad
we
money.
Need political parties to stand up for our rights as consumers.
We do indeed. And with that in mind, I think the three of us need to kind of bring it forward and maybe inspire the Simon Harrises, who we know listen to our show, and don't listen to Morning
Famously.
Ireland
yes.
to see what's going on in the front pages about
no them. News talk or anything, so it's just spin.
Spin, spin, spin is what they're all listening to this morning.
They need to know what the young people want.
100%. So with that in mind, we're going to bring you some political party, maybe new ones that need to come onto the scene.
Okay.
With young people and the food that they like enjoying in mind, okay?
Excellent.
So get to thinking about that, guys.
I'm getting working on my...
On your pitch.
Movement.
On your pitch. Get canvassing. You might be eating time for the local election.
Yeah.
John Gibbons now in Lie to Me, though, here at Spin.
Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
That's John Gibbons and Lie to Me on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's just gone 7:45. Hope you're well this morning. We were just telling you about a political party in Germany that are making headlines all across Europe because they're calling for the price of kebabs to be subsidised.
Yeah. Mm.
And they want to use like proper state funds to make sure this happens because there's concern among people that kebabs are becoming like a luxury item, which they're saying they shouldn't be. They're exceeding a tenner in cost.
No
and
fair.
Now the German Left Party are saying no, the price of kebabs should be capped at €4.90, less than a fiver, and €2.50 for young people.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Here, here.
Here,
here.
Be amazing.
Here, here.
Here, here. Let's bring that back.
I would like to bring forward something similar here about, as an Irish person and my personal, and knowing that our country loves a chicken fillet roll.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So my party, we're just called the Chicken Fillet Roll Party.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm the leader as of this morning.
Cool.
So if any of the crew from the Dáil are listening this morning, maybe you'll be inspired by my words. It's an honour and a privilege to stand here before the country I love, but a country I once loved more.
Mm-hmm.
If you too miss the days of a chicken fillet roll, a can and crisps being affordable and under a fiver, listen up. I think there's a lot we could achieve here together. Parents and school teens will get the days of affordable lunch money back. Builders, the days of chats in the deli queue with the lads will return without breaking the bank. Delivery drivers, truckers, the good days are so close you could always smell them. And the girlos, like myself, we love a Friday deli run. We're back besties. David Hammond, you'll have more money to save for your new runners.
Ooh.
And finally, personal trainers, nurses, doctors and nutritionists. don't be a chicken and vote for us.
Very nice.
Very, very good.
Here,
here. Very good. I was thinking for my political party, I was thinking there's two things I care a lot about. One of them is fish and chips.
Mm.
The other thing, though, I think is probably more important to me and I use it more. So my political party is called Fianna Fuil.
Very good.
Fill your car for €50. €50 is a hell of a lot of money.
Yes,
let's stop pretending that it isn't. €100 is ridiculous. And that is how much it costs me to fill my car. Every time we leave the house, we spend at least a tenner, whether that be on lunch, Emma Nolan on your chicken fillet rolls, whether that be on a drink, maybe even parking. Everything adds up. Fill your car for €50. Vote for me, David Hammond, Fianna Fuil.
Very nice.
Here, here.
Here, here.
Thank you.
Here, here.
Very well done.
Yeah, lovely. I'm kind of piggybacking on the fuel thing because I think Fianna Fáil and my party could go into coalition together.
Oh, yes.
Because cheap fuel would help my cause, and that is to bring cheaper flights back to this country. And my political party is called Sinn Féin. Here at Sinn Féin, our mission is to bring back the cheap flights of the pre-pandemic days. I remember a time where I got a flight to Madrid for the cost of €5. I met the love of my life on that trip. The cost of flights these days is ruining future relationships in this country.
Great.
So here. I, along with our leader, Mary Flew MacDonald, would like to petition you for your vote for Sinn Féin, because a vote for Sinn Féin is a vote for cheap holidays to Spain. Thank you.
And have you teamed up with Eamon Ryanair?
Hey, it was right there. Excellent day.
Very good.
We'll get to work, guys. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You're listening to Spin. Emma, Dave and Aisling with you this morning.
Morning.
I'm getting ready for the Women's Mini Marathon and I've ran every day since Saturday. Aisling, how do you live this life?
You're doing it wrong is why you're supposed to be taking rest days and breaks. You're going to injure yourself, woman. Please don't run today.
What do you mean? I have to.
You can't just run every day. You're going to injure yourself, you mad woman.
But
this is not the life of a runner. Listen to me now. I'm getting angry. Be careful. Be careful of those knees.
So how long are you supposed to take a break for?
You need to be, you need to run maybe 4 times a week max. And you need to have, I would do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, break on Friday, break on Monday, break on Sunday, run on Saturday again.
That sounds great to me.
So you do 3 days back to back?
If you want.
Yeah.
You've done Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah. No.
That's a big no-no.
Oh, God.
You're probably not going to make it.
Such a noob.
I don't know what I'm doing now. I'm ashamed.
Emma.
Coming up after 8 o'clock, we want to send you to a load of festivals this summer.
We sure do.
We want to send you to Sea Sessions. We want to send you to Longitude. We want to send you to Electric Picnic.
You know you can run to Electric Picnic. There's a race you can do.
Yeah.
You'll be ready for that.
Oh, I won't with my knees.
You can start now.
Yeah. If you want to go to all three festivals, you got to play our game. The Golden Ticket. We're playing it after 8. Golden in a WhatsApp.
Let's go.
Hello, hello, how are we? It is Thursday, lovely bright morning, and we're looking forward to a glorious weekend.
Yay. Glorious, thank God for that. Last Friday, I want to say, I was telling you that I was going to book a holiday with my housemate Ben.
Yeah, we were trying to decide where you should go.
Yes, and I booked it yesterday.
Oh-ho!
Now, out of interest, these are the two options I came to him with.
Okay, I wasn't here on Friday. Fill me in.
So I came to him with Lanzarote and I came to him with Marbella.
Oh, okay. Right.
So,
Marb Starling,
right now.
You've been there with the lads before.
I have.
You know the lay of the land.
I do. I know Marbella very well and I know Lanzarote quite well as well.
Okay.
So it's handy. Here's my question to you. Lanzarote is very expensive flights. Very cheap accommodation, very cheap when you're there.
Okay.
Marbella is very cheap flights.
Oh.
Very expensive accommodation, very expensive when you're there.
Does it work out kind of the same?
What are you choosing?
I think I would tend to go for the more expensive flights, but the cheapness while you're there.
Really?
Because you're going to have to endure the price while you're there for a bit longer.
That's exactly what I did.
That's a really, really good point.
Yeah.
And you want to be like not stressing about money when you're there.
Yes.
The flights have already been paid for now.
100%.
Yeah, it's like that girl math of the flights were paid for in the last
like exactly. 6 weeks ago. Yeah, so they're basically free.
And would the accommodation be paid when you land and you arrive?
No, I've already paid for that.
Oh, so you're going to Lanzarote?
I'm just going to Lanzarote. Very, very excited. So we've got our own kind of like flat that has like it's basically its own balcony and like areas like that.
Lovely.
So which is nice. It has this, what I thought was our own pool, and I was like, deadly. This is our own, it's in our own area. It's a bit of a crap looking pool, but it's fine. It's ours. It's not.
it's the pool for everyone.
It's communal.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So, but it's fine. We're like literally across from the beach. So,
and
yeah.
When are you going?
We're going June. I actually need to book that off. Nick, if you're listening, can I book that off, please? That'll be great. The 23rd of June.
Grand.
Cool. Yeah. So it's like there's like dark sand in Lanzarote, isn't there?
There is. Yeah.
It's going to be hot on the 23rd of June.
I was in Lanzarote for about 4 hours because I got it. I remember I was a kid and we were staying
in Fuerteventura
and we got the boat over to Lanzarote for the day.
This is what I want to do. I would love to, I want to like do the whole get a boat to Tenerife,
yeah,
and you know, go to the Fuerteventura.
I've
and
never
stuff
been
like that.
To Lanzarote.
Have
any
you not?
Water parks?
It's done. There's loads of them.
Ah, brilliant!
So I'm so excited.
Oh, you'll have a good crack.
I can't wait to like do the whole, you know, the banana boat on the back of the boat, and
oh,
stuff
yeah.
like that, and the jet skis and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't mean to be mean, but it's just funny that Ben is this like real serious journalist. You're having the crack on Spain, and you're the one booking the holiday.
Yeah, I know.
That
yeah.
is really surprise, actually.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, but look,
Dave has a lot more free time.
Look, I wear the pants in the relationship.
And the golden ticket, it's on the way.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Emma, David Ashling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
We can say it with our chests now because the weather's looking good. Spin, summer's number one hit music station.
Hell yeah,
oh, hell
baby.
Yeah.
We want you to have an incredible summer on us and get you front and center at this summer's hottest music festival.
Yeah, you're talking Sea Session, Longitude, Electric Picnic. And when we say hottest, we mean because it's hopefully going to be like 20 degrees.
Yeah,
like
it that.
Is. That'd be very, very
and,
nice.
And they're hot, like they're cool, I guess.
Yeah, they yeah. are.
Hot and cool, hot and fresh, you know.
Hot and cool are very different.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what I mean.
Sea Sessions, Longitude, Electric Picnic, the sold-out Electric Picnic. We got those tickets. Megan's on to give this a crack this morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, really? What are you up to this morning?
I'm in work at the minute.
Oh,
what do you do,
sound
Megan?
Very quiet.
I work in the hospital.
You work in the hospital? Oh, very good.
Are you hiding in the on-call room?
No, I'm here with the girls.
Oh,
very good.
Who are the girls?
Two of the girls.
Grace and Ruth.
And what do they do? Are you a nurse or?
No, clerical. We're getting ready for clinic start.
Oh, very good.
What time does clinical start?
8.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we better move this along. Are you a big festival goer, Megan?
I used to be, but I had a baby, so I haven't been out now since.
Ah, so you haven't been out since. What was the last festival you were at, Megan?
Longitude 22.
Oh, very good.
Okay, not so long ago.
Yeah, not too bad at
but
all.
But you're ready to get back on the scene.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good woman.
All right, well, let's see if we can get you back on the scene by giving you unbelievable tickets, Sea Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic, a 3-in-1 prize. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before, Megan?
No.
Okay.
Megan,
this
where
is
have
interesting.
You been? She's busy working at 8 o'clock, I
very
suppose.
Very true, very true. All right, well, Megan, this is what you got to do. Guess 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. If you do all of that, you'll win a golden ticket to 3 of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. There is no skipping or passing. We cannot move on until you get the song and artist correct. So when we start playing songs, you just got to start shouting out what you think it is. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, though. You can only do that on one song, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense?
Okay, yeah.
A lot going on there now, Megan.
A lot going on, but we're going to walk you through
it,
so don't you worry at all. The only other thing I will say to you is, Megan, I know you have Grace and Ruth in the background. They can absolutely help you. It just needs to be you that tells us the answer, all right?
Okay, no
come
buddy.
On, girl, we got this.
Let's do it. So, Megan, where are you from, by the way?
Navin,
very nice. Megan from Navin, 25 seconds on the clock, and song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band.
Ed Sheeran, Golly Girl.
Start the clock.
Yeah, nice one. We could hear a bit of help there, but that's absolutely fine. Ed Sheeran, Galway Girl, song one in the bag. All right, we got that in just over 5 seconds, so we have 19 seconds left and 4 songs to go, and you still have that swap as well.
Really, really good, Megan. Okay. Don't forget to use that swap if you need it. Let's go for song 2. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Swap.
Oh, let's swap it out.
All right, we swapped that one out. Song 2, it was Ray and 070 Shake, Escapism. I'm sure you've heard it before.
When I got that.
Okay,
that's all right,
okay,
that's
no bothers. We've swapped out song 2 and we've got a brand new song for you. We're back to 19 seconds on the clock.
Go on, Meg.
Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
I was supposed to be sent away, but
no, no more swaps left.
Brand new song from the Eras Tour girl. That's too hard for song 2.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't got a clue what it is.
It's a childhood game. Everyone plays it on the PlayStation.
2 weeks.
Quarter times. It is Fortnite. No. It is.
That's,
that's literally what it's called.
Road Jacker. Too hard.
Yeah, very,
that's
very
good. Song two.
Very
too
difficult.
New.
Well, do you know what I think? And normally I'm always on the side of Callum on this, but as the
lick.
Swap as well.
as the swap column on song two.
That was Taylor Swift and Post Malone, Megan, Fortnite. What did you think? Would you have got it at all? Have you heard that song?
No, haven't heard that.
You're not
ever.
A big Swiftie? Yeah.
No.
Not a big
to be fair, the Swifties would have got that in two seconds.
I'd argue that the biggest song in the world, biggest artist in the world.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, I'm sorry, Megan.
Megan, Callum is sorry, so I suppose that makes up for everything,
Callum
doesn't it?
Callum rarely says sorry. Yeah, sorry. So you've got something out of today.
I never own up to any mistakes.
Megan, I hope you had fun playing, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Amazing. Thank Lovely you so much for listening, and thank you for playing, and have a great day.
No worries. Thanks, William.
Bye.
Talk to you later. All right, we crack on. 087-711-1038. The word golden, please, could get you to all those festivals in a matter of weeks.
We've only made her 13 minutes late for her clerical. She's going to kill us.
Sorry to any patients. Yeah. We're like, what is taking this girl
she
so long?
She had important business to attend to.
Recharged.
You know, it's a very Irish thing to finally get nice weather after a long time of crappy weather and then immediately start moaning about the nice weather. I really hate when people do that, but I'm going to do it right now for a few minutes, if you don't mind. I have quite a big problem this summer, one that didn't exist for me last summer. For context, I live in an apartment, and that apartment is frequented by a neighbourhood cat called Mr. Plops. Mr. Plops is actually a woman, but we called her Mr. Plops from the start, so it's Mr. Plops still. Mr. Plops, as you will know if you've listened to the show for a while, is owned by a restaurant on our street. She showed up on our balcony last August because I found several poos in my flower bed that she was leaving behind. This has continued.
Hence Mr. Plops.
Exactly. The pooing has continued, but we've grown to love Mr. Plops. Mr. Plops is the best cat in the world. And Mr. Plops comes in and out of the apartment the whole time now.
Yeah.
But Mr. Plops sleeps outside. Because it's not really our cat, I feel like we're almost kidnapping her if she stays in past.
If she's at yours, like, where else has she been? She's probably been all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. She's definitely going around the house.
Oh, she's a bit of a hound.
Bit of a. But we're her favourites, for sure. So we can't have her inside because that kind of feels like a bit of a catnapping situation. And also, she's a very needy, very affectionate cat. If we had her inside during the night, I think she'd be just so annoying.
Too much.
Wrecking her head. Yeah, exactly. Problem with this is now that our apartment gets very hot in the summer, and this week in particular, it has gotten real toasty.
Okay. It's been very much kind of this week, leave the window open in my situation when I sleep here.
Yes. And the only source of air in our bedroom is the balcony door. There's a big problem there. Mr. Plops frequents the balcony quite a lot.
Yes.
So we need to be able to get airflow into the room without getting a cat also into the room.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying. You know what I mean?
You don't need Plops jumping on you at 3 a.m.
You see my predicament, yeah. So I wasn't sure, because we've never seen her at night, because she doesn't like be in the house at night. Is this actually a real problem? So last night I carried out a bit of an experiment.
Oh.
I left the door slightly ajar when I went to bed. And just for you guys, I took some field notes throughout the night.
Please do.
Excellent.
Let's hear the first one.
All right, it's 10:18. I have just opened the door quietly and gotten into bed. And we will see if Mr. Plops shows up during the night.
Did you open it quietly because you think that Plops was maybe somewhere around
that, hear.
Oh, yeah. Near the door?
As soon as Plops hears the jingle of the keys, she's on the balcony. Yeah. So what do you think happened?
I'm going to say that because she's not used to frequenting you at night time, she probably knows the drill by now. It's been a year.
Yeah.
Probably didn't show up.
Maybe. I'd say she heard that door open, and I'd say she came straight to you.
Okay. So 10:18,
I'd say she's over in the neighbour's house on her third
on her third pouch.
Yeah,
on her third bowl of crunchies. All right. 10:18, I opened the door. Let's see what happened next.
All right. We have a problem. It is 10. It's 10:19.
Oh my God.
And Mr. Plops has just rocked into the bedroom. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Wow. Oh my God, adorable.
Immediately onto my belly and then rubbing her mouth all along the phone.
How did you find out that she was there? Did you just hear her come in, or did you...
I just saw the swish of the curtain and the little tail going down the end of the bed.
Oh, I'm worried now. Is she going to think that this is a normal thing?
Oh, Aisling was buzzing.
You're screwed.
Yeah, so I gave her her rubs and whatever, and I was kind of excited.
Yeah, of course.
I've never seen her in the dark.
But I decided, right, I'll leave her be. I left the door open slightly so she could kind of come and go, and I kind of read my book and saw, like, you know, see how she gets on.
Right.
It's 10:50 p.m. I'm starting to drift off now. Plop seems to be asleep somewhere in the house. I'm not going to go look. the window is open and she can come and go as she pleases. We shall see how the night goes.
Oh my God, did Plops have her first sleepover?
This is where I want your second prediction as to what happened.
Yes, quite late.
My God,
was
very late.
Plops still there this morning? Now, Plops wears a GPS tag, so Plops' owners could know exactly what's going on here.
Yes, that is another risk.
Mm. So you want me to figure out what happened next?
Yeah.
I think middle of the night, Plops left.
Okay.
I'd say he got bored.
I wonder if Plops had another date somewhere else scheduled for last night. I'm going to say that you are in great form today. I reckon Plops had a little sleepover.
All right, let's find out.
All right, it's 5 to 11 and Plops has just hopped up onto my chest in bed. Just as I switched off the light, which is convenient. It may be time to close the door and end this charade.
You kicked Plops out.
Out the gap.
Oh my God.
She's so loud. Hers are so loud. I tried to like drift off for 2 minutes and I was like, it's like a bloody like red engine.
Where was she? Was she on your chest?
She was literally on my chest.
That's too much.
Oh, so cute.
So no Plop sleepover for Plops?
No Plop sleepover for Plops and a lot of hot nights for Ashley.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Is there any way of keeping it so lit? Like, I know it would be like a pathetic little drib of a breeze, but is there any way that she could just... then she would just be meowing in the door,
wouldn't
she?
I will say that, yeah. After I put her out, there was meows for about 5 minutes.
Oh, that's no good.
So I think if the door was open...
You've made an enemy.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Get a fan or something. Install aircon.
Yeah.
It's really affordable.
Yeah.
It's a girly quiz. Makeup, nails and hair. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Tuesday. Gather round. It is time for the girly quiz.
Yes.
Once a week, myself and Ash and the women of Dublin test Dave and all things girly, and it's good fun.
This is what I imagine, you know, when it's like, I think you say there's a movie about the crown or something like that, or like the monarchy and stuff, mm-hmm. and everyone in the world is gathered around the radio and the TV. I'm like, is that what happens with the girly quiz?
You feel your heart pounding.
Honestly, this is the biggest moment of the week.
I'd imagine in the car where I'd be turning the volume up a good bit, you know?
Yeah,
yes.
But if you have kids, maybe turn it a little bit down.
Exactly that.
Yes, we do say just because we get into some, you know, gnarly subjects on the girly quiz, if you've got little ears in the car or in the room, you might want to hover your hand over the dial. I think it's pretty fine today, to be honest.
Yeah, totally.
In order for Dave to win the week, he has to get all three questions right. He has two lifelines. One is a Simplify, a 50-50, and the other is our phone, a female.
Who is Charlotte, who's standing by this morning to help you out, should you need Charlotte's help, Dave. Would you say you will?
Most likely. If anything, if the past is anything to go by, then yes.
Which it generally is.
Yes. All right, let's do this.
Let's get going. Question one on this week's girly quiz. Dave, what do the letters DKNY stand for?
I hate letter questions.
Yeah, I know.
I hate them so much. I don't know and don't
the possibilities
know.
Possibilities are endless.
Don't know New York.
Don't know New York. Very good.
It's I don't know, because every time I see it on like a bag or a purse, I'm like, Duckney. Every single time, I'm like, Duckney.
It's like, cook.
Dolce Cabana.
That's so funny. I have a DKNY bag and I will only ever now look at it and go, Duckney.
Duckney.
DKNY. It must be something New York. Dolce Cabana. No, it couldn't be Dolce Cabana.
Cabana.
Yeah.
Cabana.
Una.
Is it David Coors? Is Michael's brother? No, I've absolutely no idea. All right. I'm going to have to call in Charlotte on the very first question,
I think. Oh, wowzers. You're going for Charlotte already.
DKNY. Good morning, right. Charlotte. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
Really well. I'm a bit stressed at the moment. I've 30 seconds on the clock and I'm begging you to tell me, Charlotte, do you know what DKNY stands for?
I'll be honest, I've no idea.
No! Damn it, Charlotte.
Oh dear, oh dear. Absolute Charlotte.
Fail. Could you have a wild guess at it, Charlotte?
I've absolutely no idea.
Okay.
I know it is New York, something.
It is
something
New York. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have any Duckney yourself?
Yeah, do you own any DKNY, Charlotte? No.
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 Okay. Oh, dear.
All right, Charlotte.
Well, don't worry, Charlotte.
Honestly, this is the point of when I watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, with that you ring in the phone a friend and they're like, sorry pal, I don't know. And like it happens all
it does.
The time.
Yep.
Not Charlotte's fault.
Okay.
You do have your Simplify. If you want to go...
I could simplify.
Full hog
it, you know.
On the first question.
Let's go simplify it, because I've nothing... I've a feeling the D stands for Don.
but I've no idea. Okay. Let's go for A, Simplify.
All right, Ash, over to you.
I don't know why I said that, because now the Simplify is probably going to say Don.
What do the letters DKNY stand for? Is it A, Donna Karen, New York?
Okay.
Or is it B,
Donkey Kong,
Detroit, Kentucky, New York?
Sorry, say those again.
Donna Karen, New York, or Detroit, Kentucky, New York?
Oh my God.
Why are you so stuck? You always hate on our simplifies.
But that's a good simplify.
Is it though?
That's actually...
Really?
On New York. It probably isn't Donna Karen. Donna Karen, New York, could be living in New York. What was the other one?
Detroit, Kentucky, New York.
Detroit, Kentucky, New York. No, let's go Donna Karen.
You said you thought it was Don. Trust your gut, you're absolutely right.
Let's go. Thank God.
Where did you get Don from?
I don't know.
That was interesting.
Also,
I was thinking Don Carleone.
Did you really think it would just be the names of random places like Detroit, Kentucky, New York?
That would make sense. Detroit, Kentucky, New York.
But what would that even mean?
I don't know. It's the places that they're... It's their like favourite places.
If there was
know.
A brand of like Carlo, Dublin, Limerick. Yeah. Claire.
Show me your Carlo, Dublin, Limerick bag.
All right, we crack on.
Ooh, not off to a great
start. You're on your own now, pal.
Yeah, I really am.
Ash, question number two.
Now I'm really sweating.
Question number two, Dave. Square, almond, and squoval are types of what?
Square,
almond, and squoval are types of what?
Squoval is one of the funnest words I've learned in the last 24 hours.
One of the best words.
Square almond. Do you know when you started off the question with square, I thought you were going to be like, square what number? Like, I thought it was going to be a maths question.
Or not shapes, no.
Okay. Square almond squoval.
Sounds funny when you say it.
I thought I got it wrong there. I have genuinely no idea. I'm going to say that they are... I know exactly what
girly,
they are.
Think girly.
They're makeup, like blotches. You know the things that people put makeup on with, and it looks like an egg.
Beauty blender.
It's
beauty
a beauty blender. That's exactly what it is. It's a beauty blender.
Square, almond, and squoval. Are they shapes of beauty blenders?
No.
No. I was like 90% sure on that. Oh, that
I know what
sucks.
You mean, though, because you would have a squoval one and you would have, like, maybe, well, it looks kind of rectangular.
An almond, I would have thought, like yeah. That, do you know what I mean? A square
one. Do you know what they
one?
Are now? And I'm going to point my hand at you. They're nail shapes.
They're nail shapes.
And Emma's
nail
got shape. A lovely almond nail on her there.
This is a nail shape of almond that you're looking at there on me.
That, and what's a squoval then?
It's like a mix between a square and an oval.
It's right, not quite okay. Square at the top. It's a little bit rounded. Okay. But if you were going in to get your nails done, they'd say, what shape are you going for? Do you want the squoval today again, pal?
That's awful. That's really bad. Really good question, though. Very good question.
We haven't had a win in a while.
No.
Or we haven't had a lose in a while, so it was due to happen at some point. Question number three.
For two out of three.
For two out of three. Dave, how long before her due date must a woman take maternity leave? So your due date is on, say, whatever, the 9th of September.
Okay.
When do you have to go on maternity leave?
A week beforehand.
Why did you say a week beforehand?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It's just a period of time.
Did you know that you had to take maternity leave?
I didn't. I actually thought before. You didn't. I thought, like, because I've watched, like, The Office and stuff, and, like, Pam is literally giving birth in the office.
Yeah, this is in Ireland, so these are the rules in Ireland. But also, like, you could obviously go sooner than your due date.
I'm so. Going to go...
Yeah, like, you could still have labour in the office should you go earlier than your due date.
See, it could be a month. It's either one of them. It's either a month or two weeks or a week or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
That's a few different options there. You're going to have to narrow that down.
That's my answer. It's either a month, 2 weeks or a week. I'm going to go with the week.
1 week before your due date.
Do you not think that's a bit soon to giving birth?
Emma's trying to put me off.
You're about to give birth to a human being and you're expected to be in here. Imagine me a week out.
I know exactly that.
I wouldn't even be able to reach the microphone.
I'm
like,
right.
I'd literally be sitting.
I know I'm right.
This would be me doing the show if I was a week out. Morning! I can't reach the microphone.
I know I'm right because Emma's gone in too much.
Final answer, 1 week.
1 week, final answer.
Oh! I tried, love.
Right? She really did.
You always try to put me off, though.
She was on your side that time.
Damn it.
The answer is 2 weeks.
Damn it. I got I was very close.
Yeah. In fairness, if it was 2 weeks, I'd still be like this. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to Spin.
Yeah, you'd be ages away from the mic.
It still wouldn't be quite.
Oh,
quite
God, that's a really, really bad girly quiz. Like, one of the worst I've had, I think.
Mm, yes, it was.
What are the good questions today, though, lads?
You were getting way too cocky.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tear. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get
to it. Sometimes I just have to lose just to give you a little bit of a...
A little bit of lift. Oh, you just did it for us, did you?
Oh, you're so good.
I just love you guys.
You're so kind.
Slot pickings at home. I was telling you about a half an hour ago that I can no longer sleep with the door open and I will basically not sleep for the rest of the summer because Mr. Plops, the cat that lives in my neighbourhood, is coming in during the night and waking us up and all the rest. And I did an experiment last night and yes, she did come in. And I think she might have enjoyed her little sojourn in the apartment after dark a bit too much.
Oh no.
Because I've just gotten a text from my boyfriend Alex. Dead bleeping mouse on our balcony this morning. A little gift, a little thank you. Thank you for letting me come in late last night.
Oh, wow.
Now there'll be no more of that, Mr. Plops.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. A way of being like, look what I did for you.
It's love.
I don't want it.
I don't want it. But it's like their way of saying, like, you know, if you did something, if I did something really nice for Aisling,
yeah.
And then she was like, you know what, I'm going to get Emma a little bouquet for her.
I understand the thought process.
I don't want your mouldy mouse.
No, like, go be like a magpie and go steal me some jewellery or something.
I need to be mean for a few days.
Yeah, there you go.
But already you're hoofing Plops off the balcony as an actual poos. Are you going to be hoofing mice off?
Hoofing mice as well, yeah.
Oh, jeez. I wouldn't want to be your neighbour, Aisling.
I don't
want to
be myself.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up.
Rise and shine.
Hey, coming up on 4 minutes after nine. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Spin 103.8. What's the crack?
That's us. I never told you about a funny encounter I had at a petrol station on the bank holiday Monday.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Donegal the weekend, so had a big long drive and had to drop off the rental car back at the airport, so they don't have a car. So we rented a car from the airport. So we were getting petrol and we were like up at that bleak no man's land around Dublin Airport where it's all
where the
like
McDonald's is.
Big car parks and petrol stations and industrial stuff.
It feels like the world's going to end.
It's
when
weird
you're up there.
I don't like it. It's like the space after you go through a toll.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, what?
Where
what
do I go?
You know what
here?
It's like as well? You know, the motorway down to Athlone when you get to the boglands, you look around being like, and the crosswinds are mental. You're like, this is like, weird.
Whoa. So I was in the petrol station and we were just getting back into the car after filling up the car. And this man stopped me and he goes, sorry, will you help me? I want to get to the M50 toll. And I was like, the
M50
toll.
Why would you want to get there?
Yeah, I just need to get to the M50 toll. Will you put in me Google Maps for me? And I was like, that actually doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah,
I was like, it's just eFlow. So it was like, once I get to the toll, I know where I'm going. But just put that into me maps for me, will you? So I know how to get there.
I'd be better off putting in where you're meant to be going, man.
Literally,
it'll take
like,
the way.
I was like, I don't know where you're going, so I can't put the toll in. He couldn't understand that I couldn't physically put the toll in. I was like, what do you want me to put in? Like, Junction 7.
Yeah.
And then I was like, where are you going? He was like, I know where I'm going. And
oh,
I was
for
like,
God's sake.
Where? I was like, I can't put the toll in. It doesn't exist.
I was like, we're going to Lucan. I was like, Brand. Lucan.
Dear God.
You got there,
I was literally like, type in box, press directions. Like, how do you even have Google Maps but not know how to put it in?
God. I can't deal with that slowness. There was some fella in front of me at the shop yesterday trying to pay for his petrol, but he was also trying to buy the gloves that you can buy at the side of the petrol pump. And he was like, do you sell them? Your man was like, no, we don't sell them. Just take them. He's like, yeah, but I want to box them. He's like, take the box. And then he takes his card out and he's just like, how do I do this now? I mean, is this the first time you've ever used a card machine?
I've only just got this.
Decided to put it in, put in the whole code. I was waiting there for, I'd say, a good 6 minutes.
That makes
like, I'm going spare.
That makes me sad that I don't have a car now. I don't get all that petrol station banter.
I hate petrol station banter so much.
Awful.
Did you ever tell you about the time the man shouted at me at the petrol pump?
No.
Screamed at me. So I picked up my, I picked my phone out of the car with me because I was paying with Apple Pay.
Yeah.
And he screamed at me for having my phone beside a petrol pump. And I understand. Like, but then as I walked in to pay for my petrol after getting screamed at by some random man on the N7, another man walked in and was like, how dare he shout at you out there?
Oh my God,
I'm going to say it to him. And then he went back out. I was standing inside safe in the petrol station looking out. And your man was like, do you think it's funny just to scream at young women, do you? It was all kicking off. I was
you, in fairness, you were about to blow the place up. Spins,
fully charged. Recharged. I want to tell you a bizarre story this morning, but Ash, I'm going to give you a little break. You don't actually have to listen to this story.
Unreal.
At all. However, I will ask you to do me a favour.
Oh,
will you do me a favour and open up your Google Chrome on your laptop there?
Yeah.
And I want you to do is just keep opening tabs until I finish
my
story.
What do you mean keep? Like, do you want me to open anything on the tabs or just new tab?
Keep opening up tabs.
New tab. Just when new tab, do you want me to start?
Start now, I suppose.
Oh, do you know what's annoying about opening new tabs? You have to scroll over to the end every time, don't you?
That's interesting.
No, but when you get to the end now, look, I'm at the end now, and then I just keep hitting.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, that's easier.
Well, don't break your laptop.
This is my game. You have to listen to him.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, Emma's was opening tabs. No. This is Aisling's
thing. Who's going to interact with
you? You have to listen to my story, right? Because when it comes to keeping tabs, I feel like you're one of two people. Someone who has the usual maybe one or two open at the same time.
Sorry, you just said something that totally threw me. Keeping tabs on someone.
Keeping tabs on someone.
I never got what that meant before. Sorry. Back to you, Pet.
So you're either one of two people. You're either one who keeps like one or two tabs open, or you're like my granny and has 84 open at any given time. I was like, well, I know that's where my RTE is, and I know that's where where Mass is and stuff like that.
I'm actually able to listen while doing the tab thing, so if you don't mind.
I feel like you're not really concentrating on your tab.
No? Okay,
task.
Sorry, I'll go again.
This woman online, though, definitely the champ of keeping tabs. She proudly acquired 7,500 open web pages on Firefox over more than 2 year period.
Wow.
Right? A 2 year period. First off, who is using Firefox? What is that?
Also, like, I don't know about you, but sometimes, for example, if I've said to myself, like, there's a pair of running shoes that I want to buy, right? And I'm like, no, think about it for a few days before you go back. And I'm like, just leave the tab open. I can't. I keep going back, closing them all off. End of the day, I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, what's that? I do anything online, like fill out any survey, and it's like, thank you, your survey's complete. I'm like, I have to keep that tab there just in case. Like, it has to be there. You know, if like you buy something online, it's like, here's your receipt. I will have to keep that there for about a week.
Are you a tab open kind of guy?
That's weird.
Yeah, no, I need to have
a bit more savvy than that.
No, I usually would be. Maybe I'll take a screenshot of it. Never ever used it before.
Fact, I might screenshot it, and then once the email comes in, a confirmation email, then I'm like, see ya.
I'm in the clear.
So one, why Firefox this girl is using, and why 7,500 tabs? How would you know where the tab you're looking for was? It must be like finding a needle in a haystack. So you'd think she might start, you know, being quite happy and quite grateful when Firefox decided to clear it and completely disappear all of her tabs. She had to do a fresh start, right?
Marie Kondo, that.
Yeah. No, she was begging for help on Twitter. She was like, someone please get my tabs back. Like, I thought this was so, so weird. She posted a frustrated rant explaining that Firefox had refused to restore her session, which she had going for over 2 years.
How did she even get someone to talk to her from Firefox?
I have no idea. Maybe
does anyone still work?
The chatbot online, maybe.
Yeah, he's the only lad left.
And then imagine, like, an AI chatbot, if you tell it you've had 7,500 tabs open, you'd be like, oh, yeah, you're a weirdo.
I wonder, did she actually know that in tab number 6,428 was that flower pot she was looking at?
Definitely not.
Uh-oh.
Not a chance.
No?
It sounded like this whole thing was an intervention by Firefox, and I think that actually it probably worked in her favour. But the girl was actually, unfortunately for her, able to restore her huge catalogue of tabs thanks to Firefox's profile cache function, right? She said it took no more than a minute for 7,470 web pages to make a comeback. All she did was click of a button.
She got them back.
While thanking the few sympathetic people who basically helped her out on Twitter. You'd think now having that many tabs open, 7,500, that it would kill your PC. It would make it really, really slow. Apparently not. A representative from Mozilla who create Firefox confirmed that having loads of tabs open takes up practically no memory whatsoever because the tabs don't have anything loaded on them until you click on them.
I wish I could tell that to my dad. I remember when I was younger and we had terrible internet because we lived out in the country every single afternoon. How many tabs have you opened? Yeah. How many tabs on that? I'd be like, a three. Close down two of them.
So if that theory is correct, you have how many tabs open right now?
Okay, so you said that it doesn't slow down your computer, but this actually has a said not responded about four times since I've been doing this.
Okay.
So I've had to wait a couple of times, but I'm now at 1,064 times.
Oh my God.
So I'm not even close to your woman either.
How fit is your finger?
Oh, brilliant. I have swapped fingers throughout.
Very good. Very good.
Main finger, middle finger, main finger.
And with all those tabs open, can you open Microsoft Word right now? And no bother, like.
Well, I can't open Microsoft Word, Dave, because I'm on the internet. But I can open Oh, you mean also on my computer?
I mean on your computer, Ash.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Yeah.
No
works,
problem.
Works like a charm.
Do you know what's so weird? You were talking about fit fingers. I was trying to sleep the other night. And do you ever feel sorry for your right thumb? Because it's always working on your phone all day.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel a little bit of a
never,
strain in it?
I've never felt sorry for it.
Sometimes I look at it going, that thumb should be ripped. Like, honestly, there should be massive muscles. There should be a six-pack on that thumb. Because it's constantly being worked out, isn't it?
Yeah,
my right thumb is definitely a bit like sexier than my left.
Do you think?
Yeah.
How's your right thumb versus your left, Dave?
Yeah, it's ripped.
Is it?
Like six-pack on it, yeah.
No way.
Look at that.
Tabs, guys.
The last one's got away with nothing. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I have a story that I think is going to bring all of us and you listening utter joy. Let's just cast our minds back to 2015. The infamous trial between Gwyneth Paltrow and Terry Sanderson.
What did she say at the end of that trial? Do you remember that? I wish you well. Yeah.
Ultimate trolling. It was excellent. But what happened back then was basically Terry Sanderson was suing Gwyneth Paltrow over a reckless incident, he was saying, while they were both on a ski trip at the same time. This was in the beginner slope, and this incident allegedly happened back in 2016. He claimed that she banged into him from the back and he was left with several broken ribs and severe head injuries. And he was looking for $300,000 in damages at the time. Gwyneth was obviously so confident that he was at fault here and she had no responsibility for this. So she went in with a counterclaim of $1.
I remember that. She said, I'm going
in for $1 to make a point of like, no, just because I'm famous, you can't get 300 grand out of me.
Exactly.
Like, you know, really making, just kind of sticking it in, going, I'll go to court with you. No bother. I'm not just going to give you $300,000 for this to go away.
Yeah, and I'm not going to ask for anything back.
The courtroom and the whole trial was comical.
Oh, it was brilliant.
It was
Do you remember when she was being cross-examined and it was like, and what was the biggest thing that affected you on the back of this incident? And she was like, well, I lost half a day skiing with my family.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know, she slayed in that.
And then do you remember the woman who was cross-examining her that it almost came across like the cross-examiner was flirting with
her? Yes, she fancied her.
Do you remember this?
I'm just under 5'10".
Okay. I am so jealous.
I think I'm shrinking now.
You and me both. I have to wear 4-inch heels just to make it to 5'5".
Oh,
so.
They're very nice.
Well, thank you.
Oh my God. Objection. Relevance.
Yeah.
It was so tongue-in-cheek and the whole thing just kind of made a mockery out of this guy. Yeah. We all knew what he was up to. Okay, so that was then and this is now. And it's a crying shame that that trial has just kind of come and gone. Until now.
Oh no.
A production of the trial is coming. And it has been dubbed, this idea of this happening this year has been dubbed a potential cultural highlight of 2024.
Okay, I thought you were going to say it's coming back as in she's ploughed into somebody else on the sea.
It's like the Rooney Vardy thing all over again.
Oh yeah.
No, this is going to debut instead of on TV at Edinburgh Fringe, okay?
Oh wow.
And who is going to play Gwyneth Paltrow?
Please tell me it's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Nope, this is a throwback. Does anyone remember this voice? Ashling sings better than this, I think.
X Factor or something.
I'm bringing you back to 2008. That's the voice of Diana Vickers.
I was about to say Diana Vickers. When you said X Factor, I was like, is it Diana?
No way. Well, she came fourth back in 2008 and she's going for it. In the years since, what she's been up to, she's been releasing music and she made her debut on the West End show, The Rise and Fall of the Little Voice in 2009.
Can I just double check? Diana Vickers was the girl who got so much hate constantly every week that one weekend on the X Factor, she just like sat down on the stage and was like, I give up, and did her song.
Was
and
that
I think
her?
I think she won that week.
Why
she like got the
so
most
cruel
votes.
To her?
I don't know.
She used to always perform with her shoes off. Remember that? She was barefoot a lot of the time.
She has a look of Gwyneth Paltrow. culture she does. Of her for sure. She does. Yeah.
So she's announced this online saying it's going to be iconic, and thank you to Gwyneth Paltrow for bringing us the moment we never knew we needed. I'm so excited to be working with this powerhouse team. As I said, premiering at Edinburgh Fringe this summer, and it features musical direction by Debbie Clark. Don't know who that is, but what's really cool about it is it's being choreographed by the former Strictly Come Dancing judge Arlene Phillips.
Oh, she's amazing.
So they're going for this. And like you
oh
said,
my God,
Dave,
that's
the conclusion
mad.
Of the case, Gwyneth approached your man who brought her up. Obviously, Gwyneth won, she got her dollar, saying, I wish you well. A lot of people saying it was an iconic end. Will there be music to it? I'm not 100% sure, but you would imagine, considering Diana does have a voice.
And if there's choreography.
But if there's choreography, I thought I missed something. I was like, did you say it was a musical? Because I'm like, what the hell?
Everything points to it being a musical, but from what I've read, it doesn't say. I mean, it says a production.
Maybe there's interpretive dance, or maybe Arlene Phillips is choreographing the iconic moment on the slope.
I wonder.
Actually, that's fair. It's something I would love to go. I'd love to go to Edinburgh Fringe number one. I'd love to go to this.
Isn't that a comedy festival?
Well, again, this is kind of.
I think it's arts. Right, I think everything goes cool. Yeah.
There's an article called Joey Phillips who replied to Diana online about this, saying, ski you in course. It was right there last year. Why did no one think of that?
I know. Spins fully charged. Recharged. I'm going to stop talking about my big long drive to Donegal. After this, so I went to Donegal at the weekend. We were staying at a place called Glen Column Kill. It's like South Donegal, so it was a 4-hour drive from Dublin. The route we took went through Meath, Cavan and Fermanagh. And it's kind of nice sometimes when you do those kind of routes where you're not just like driving on the M7 the whole time and seeing the same sights that you see every time you go down the country.
Yeah, of course.
I was driving through a lot of different towns.
Sure.
And one town we passed through was a town called Kesh in County Fermanagh. Have you ever heard of Kesh?
Never.
I've never, no.
K-E-S-H is how you spell Kesh. And I was with my boyfriend Alex and we weren't really chatting at the time. We were listening to the new Beyonce album, Cowboy Carter. He was getting his education. So we were kind of quiet and we passed the sign for Kesh and like both of us kind of took it in and went, Kesh. And then Alex just turned and says, they should have a creche here. Call it Kesh Creche.
Very good.
That's and perfect. I said,
he really is your perfect man.
He really is. And I said, that's funny. Then we passed the shop in the town and I said, I wonder, is it Kesh only?
Hey, very good.
Then we said, there should be a clothes shop called Looking Fresh in Kesh.
Very good.
And then we're kind of quiet for a long time. We're miles outside of Kesh.
You're all
now.
Trying to think of it.
Yeah, you were trying to outdo each other. Obviously, everything is a competition in this relationship.
Yeah, and we kind of constructed this last one together, and it's a bit of a thinker. We said, a family with the surname O'Mara should open a Moroccan restaurant in Kesh and call it O'Mara Kesh. Hey.
Very good.
Good. Hello, Callum.
I just come up with another one for Kesh.
Go on.
You'll like this. A wholesaler, Kesh and Carrie.
Kesh and Carrie.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's good too.
You'd like that.
Okay, so it's a fun game. It was a fun road trip game. I think we can play it now. So in the next couple of minutes, I want us to all think of towns in Ireland and a punny business that could be in operation there. Feel free to join in 087 711 1038. It doesn't have to be Kesh specific.
No, we
but I've got about five out of Kesh, so you can get one in Ireland.
You can definitely, there's so many fabulous names as well.
Exactly.
Of random towns across the country as well that you could use for this. Okay, get in touch. 087 711 1038.
A town in Ireland and a punny business title for that town.
That's good.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We're going to go around the houses. All right, I'll start off with Mark, who got in touch. This is a very good one to kick us off. A headstone shop in Galway called Tombstone.
Yeah, very good.
Mark. That Mark. Is.
That's very good.
Very nice.
Yeah. I'm going to just start small. A jewellers in Greystones called Silverstones. It's
nice.
It's not great, but if you're passing through, you'd be like, ah, cool.
Lovely.
A music shop near Whitehall called Drums Condra.
Very good. I raise you a music shop in Glasnevin called Brass Nevin.
Ah, very good. Yeah.
Very good. A stationery / art shop in Doolin called Doodlin.
Doodlin is very good.
Thank you.
Big fan of that. Mother and baby shop in Mayo. Ballinappies.
Beautiful.
Love that. Love that. I'm going to give you another stationery shop in Dalkey called Chalky.
Very good. I'm going to give you a tech portable charger shop in Westport called West Portable.
Very good.
A bit of a reach.
I'm a big fan of that. I'm going to stick with Mayo and go dressing gown specialists, Ballin Robes.
Ballin Robes. Very nice. I'll go to Kerry next, where there should be a church called Ken Prayer.
I do. I get it.
Colin was on.
In a town of Muff, open a gym, title it, Get Buff in Muff.
Hey,
very, very good.
Maybe a towel shop in Listowel and call it Listowel.
Very good.
Yeah,
towel
perfect.
Is in the name. Yeah,
perfect. Right there.
A window repair shop in Dublin 11, Finglas. Finglas.
Beautiful.
Very good.
Producer Colm.
I've got one. A credit union in the Midlands. Athlones.
Oh, hey. Very good, very good.
Very nice. A protein shake shop in Wicklow. Bray Hui.
Hey.
The most obvious one. A Chinese in Tipperary. A Walk of Cashel.
Beautiful. Oh. A new national stud based in Kenmare. Kent Mayer, female horse.
There should be a jewellery shop in Dingle called Ringle, or a plastic wrap shop in Dingle called Klingle.
Back to the more dark side of things, Skull's funeral home in County Cork. It's right there. It's Skull. Called Skull.
Nice. I'm out.
A bakery in Bunmahan called Buns Mahan.
Very beautiful. Good. She's still going.
And finally, a knicker / laundry shop called Muff Stuff in Muff.
We'll get out there, will we? Yeah, let's get out. We're done.
Get ready for the sound.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.